Donald Trump is suing the government. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The former president in a federal lawsuit is asking a judge to stop the FBI review of documents taken from his home in Florida and appoint a neutral special master to do it. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Trump stating, quote, "We are demanding the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the materials taken in the raid. We are further demanding that the DOJ be forced to turn over a real, without plants, inventory of my property. We demand that all items wrongfully taken from my home be immediately returned." Trump's attorneys argue any other review of those records would be unconstitutional.
The New York Times reports more than 300 classified documents have been recovered from Mar-a-Lago since Trump left office. The Pentagon, for a second time, rejects Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's request for National Guard assistance with thousands of migrants bused there from Texas. The Defense Department responds in a letter that the D.C. National Guard is not trained to help those migrants and that such a mission would disrupt military training. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not retiring, just moving on in his career outside of government.
Fauci has announced he'll leave his post as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in December. He's led the agency since 1984. As the COVID pandemic surged, Fauci became a leading figure in the federal government's response, but eventually faced criticism from former President Trump and Republican lawmakers. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Fauci lost the trust of the American people, and a Republican majority will hold him accountable. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The law enforcement officers in Arkansas are now under federal investigation for civil rights violations. They've been suspended from their jobs, seen on social media video beating a suspect held down on the ground. Local sheriff says that man had attacked one of the officers after making threats outside a convenience store in Millbury, Arkansas. That man's now free on bond and says he feels all right. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The ball's in the Biden administration's court now when it comes to reviving the 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran.
The State Department says it's working as quickly as it can to respond to Iran's comments on a proposal from the European Union to salvage the nuclear agreement. Spokesman Ned Price.
At the same time, we are engaging with our partners, with the EU, with our European allies on the way ahead.
Iran accuses the U.S. of delaying indirect talks on reaching a deal. Price pushed back, saying Iran's actions, or lack thereof, are to blame.
The notion that we have delayed this negotiation in any way is just not true.
Price noting Washington is encouraged to see Tehran drop some of its demands, but says there are still some outstanding issues that must be resolved. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoes a bill authorizing safe injection sites for illegal drug users. He says the plan for implementation is not strong enough, but that he's open to future discussion. The new Game of Thrones series starts off as a big hit.
HBO and HBO Max have another hit on their hands, again thanks to George R.R. Martin. The debut of the Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, drew nearly 10 million viewers across linear and HBO Max platforms in the U.S. on Sunday, the largest audience for any new original series in the history of pay cable.
Do you think the realm will ever accept me as their queen?
A woman would not inherit the Iron Throne.
Because that is the order of things.
The premiere was also the largest series launch on the streamer across the country, Latin America, and Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Major League Baseball, Jordan Montgomery pitches a one-hit shutout, and Albert Pujols hits his 693rd career home run for the only run in the Cardinals' 1-0 win over the Cubs in Chicago. The Yankees beat the Mets 4-2. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.